Protesters shut down roads and bridges. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations created havoc yesterday across the U.S., including in San Francisco.
They prevented, you know, law enforcement, paramedics, ambulances to get to their points of destination.
California Highway Patrol Chief Don Goodbrand, as protests across the country closed bridges and roads, with more than two dozen arrests in California alone.
From San Francisco to New York, NYPD officers on bikes kept anti-Israel protesters moving on the Brooklyn Bridge today, eventually making arrests there as well. And in Chicago, pro-Palestinian protesters blocked parts of the interstate leading to Chicago O'Hare Airport. Dozens of people were arrested, including 31 women. There were also similar protests in San Antonio, Miami, and Seattle.
Fox's Matt Fenn. Protesters are upset over the U.S. funding for Israel for the war against Hamas in Gaza. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson wants to split foreign aid into four separate bills, making sure that aid for Ukraine is not tied to money for Israel or Taiwan.
Every member ultimately will be able to vote their own conscience on all of these matters, and everyone have an opportunity to weigh in and bring the amendments that they think are suitable.
A fourth bill would cover funding for the U.S. military. The House may vote on Friday. Former President Trump will be back in court in New York City today as jury selection continues in his criminal hush money trial.
He'll have to be here every single day of the trial. Things started with the jury selection process. Several potential jurors were sent home because of personal feelings about former President Donald Trump, as well as just logistical challenges. One prospective juror just had a wedding during the trial, so he was sent home for that reason.
And a judge sentences ex-U.S. Marine Chance Brannon to 9 years in prison for firebombing a Planned Parenthood clinic in Southern California in 2022. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments today over the federal obstruction statute that's used to prosecute January 6th rioters.
It's a law passed in 2002 in response to the Enron financial meltdown, and according to the DOJ, more than 300 people are facing the same obstruction charge over their alleged actions on January 6th. The case could have implications on former President Trump's legal case in Washington, where he's facing an obstruction charge over his alleged actions to overturn the 2020 election results. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The federal government's investigating the Cadillac Lyriq after reports the electric vehicles lost brake boost assist functions. The probe involves the 2023 model year. Ice cream lovers can get a free cone today at Ben and Jerry's.
The only thing better than ice cream is free ice cream. Today is Ben and Jerry's Free Cone Day at stores around the world between noon and 8 p.m. The company is asking fans to help them make this year's giveaway the biggest so far, aiming to serve 1 million scoops. Free Cone Day started in 1979 as a way for Ben and Jerry's to thank everyone who supported them during their first year of business. Then they made it an annual thing. It returned last year after a four-year break. If you're worried one cone won't satisfy your craving, Ben and Jerry says fans are encouraged to get back in line as many times as they'd like. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
NASA confirms it was a piece of space debris that crashed into a house in Naples, Florida last month. The piece of metal discarded from the International Space Station was supposed to burn up upon re-entry. Fortunately, no one was home when the debris plunged into the house, damaging the roof and the floor. And Dow futures down 89 points at this hour after stocks slid yesterday. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.